They'd build some little toilet out away from the house.
What would they call it?
Well, they'd call that the toilet, I believe.
Any other names?
I believe that's all they called, outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor toilet.
Do y'all have one of those?
Yeah, I have one back out here now. I had built a year 33, I believe, mm-hmm. And we still have it yet. What we did, dig a big hole.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the old-time toilets, they didn't have a whole bill. They just had a place up, you know, where you'd have to clean them out or either let the rain come and wash them out if you had it in a place where the water could run to wash them. But the one we have now, they build them in 33. They dig a big hole. And then they take hard cypress lumber and they build a box to go down in this hole against the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then build your floor in it, except for your toilet you sit on, you see. And that hole, that went down into the hole there. And from that, well, they got to building bathrooms, you see, and toilets, they call them.
What different buildings would there be on a farm? What different kinds of animals would you have, and where would they be kept?
Well, you'd have horses, mules, cows, hogs, goats, sheep. In the poultry room, you'd have chicken, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, and all such like that.
Where would you keep all the animals? Where would each of them stay?
Well, we generally just let them mostly out just around the place. Of course, where you had a garden, you had to have a high fence around it to keep the chickens from flying over, you see. And some of the chickens, you'd take a pair of scissors and crop the feathers off from one of the wings, before they couldn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some people would take and pull the feathers out, but they'd grow back, you know. But that there, a whole lot of misery about that. Punished them a whole lot. And, of course, you'd have your hogs. You'd have a pasture to put them in, have a pasture to put your horses in, your cows, your goats, sheep. But before we had it, we mostly always had open range, just like in here. And you let your cows and your hogs, your goats, sheep, and everything that way run out in the woods, of course, we.
Do they still have open range here?
No, we have stock law here now.
Mm-hmm.
No cattle, hogs, goats, sheep, and nothing in the woods here now. We have a cattle range here.
What would the different buildings be on a farm? What different buildings do you have out here?
Well, we had what we called a smokehouse, that's to put meat in.
Mm-hmm.
And then a potato house to put potatoes in. And then we had a house built to put fruit in. People used to put the fruit in jars, you see, fruit jars. They'd cook and put in fruit jars, and they'd put out in the building that way. That's what they call a fruit house. And then the barns where they keep their horses and the cows. And then most people didn't have stalls to put the cows in. They'd just build a shed for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they mostly build stalls for to keep the horses and mules in. Have to keep them separate, you see. So, for sometimes they'd fight each other.
The mules and the cows?
Yeah, the mules and the horses fight. Mm-hmm. Of course, they wouldn't keep the cows with the mules, the horses, either one, but to keep the horses and mules together, but to keep the cows separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd keep the goats separate. And then they'd keep the sheep separate from them.
What did y'all have goats for?
Well, for several different purposes. One thing, to keep the undergrowth eat down around your place.